This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to this special edition of the Strang Report podcast, the podcast that encourages you to live by the power of the Holy Spirit. And today it is my honor to have a Christian politician from the state of Pennsylvania who has really stood up for the Lord and been roundly criticized about it. And you're going to want to stay tuned to hear what Stephanie Borowitz has to say about what's going on in the state of Pennsylvania, particularly as it has to do with overreach of government. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
And welcome to my special guest, Stephanie Borowitz. I remember when you showed up in the news in March of 2019 when you opened the session of the legislature in prayer. Let me tell my listeners that you are in the 76th Legislative District that includes Clinton County and the communities of Benner, Boggs, Birdside, Curtin, Haynes, Howard, Liberty, Marion, Miles, Snowshoe, and Union Townships. Now, these are places I'm not familiar with, so maybe you can help me with my geography. I've been to Pennsylvania many times, but where in Pennsylvania are you? And maybe you could tell us about when you were first elected to office there.
Yes, sir. I cover Clinton and Center County, and it's kind of, Center County is where Penn State is, so that might give you some direction. And then I'm also, Clinton County is really close to Williamsport, where the Little League World Series is. So we're in a great little area. I say it's God's country out here. It's beautiful, just a gorgeous country out here.
You're right about that. I've actually gone on vacation to probably a little further east in Amish country, but I mean, it's just beautiful. And then I remember one time I drove from Philadelphia to Pittsburgh, and I just enjoyed every mile of that drive. It was so beautiful. But here you are up there, and you were asked to pray. And tell us what happened.
Yeah, well, in 2018, I won office for state representative. And, you know, I'm a stay-at-home mom. I'm a pastor's wife. And this was my second time running. So it was hard for me to run the second time, but I chose to do it because I felt like it was something the Lord wanted me to do and for the people in my area, my constituents. And sure enough, come March, I was sworn in January, and come March, you know, when I sat in the House for the first few times, I said, man, I would love to pray, because we were having the state representatives open in prayer for the legislature. So I put my name in, and they gave me a few dates, and one of the dates was in March. I don't remember the exact day, and I said, okay, you know, I'm going to pray. You know, this is going to be awesome. And I remember leaving my legislative secretary, and I go, no big deal, right? It's just a prayer. She goes, yeah, you do this all the time. You're a pastor's wife. And sure enough, I got up. I prayed 2 Chronicles 7:14, just calling our nation back to repent, to fall on our knees before the Lord. And if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, that he'll heal our land, Steve. And so I prayed, and the minute I walked off the state house floor, the press was there asking me if I was ready to apologize. I said, no, I never apologize for praying. And then sure enough, that prayer went around worldwide. I mean, even the Jerusalem Post and Israel, I had people contact me from Israel, from Sweden, Australia, saying that they had heard that prayer. And it's humbling, you know, that the Lord, it really wasn't me. It was the Holy Spirit speaking through me, you know, calling this nation back to him, to repent, to pray.
Well, that's what all Christians want or should want. And you don't know me well enough to know that I was trained as a secular journalist. And, you know, even, you know, a couple of decades ago, it wasn't politically correct to pray in the name of Jesus as if it's something wrong. I remember Bill Bright, the late Bill Bright from Camps Crusade, was asked to pray before the Florida legislature, and he was criticized in a very similar way that he dared to use the name of Jesus. Yet people from other faith communities can, you know, wear whatever garb they deem appropriate or do it in the tradition of their religion. But somehow with Christians, the standards are different. Why do you think they're so hostile to Christians praying like Christians do?
Well, we know why. That's because there's power in the name of Jesus. So when, you know, at the name of Jesus, it says in the God's word that demons flee. And it was funny, Steve, that so many people in press came to me and said, we don't understand what you were saying, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. I said, it's scripture. It's in the Bible. Just look it up. I go, and it was a great opportunity for me to have them look things up in the Bible, because I said, most of my prayer was just God's words, because there's no power in my words. There's power in God's word. It says it's alive and active. So it was funny. They kept quoting all of these things, but they didn't even realize what they were quoting. So there's power in the name of Jesus. And I was so nervous that day, and everyone was 13 times. It's like everyone now I talk to, you said Jesus 13 times, but I'm unashamed of Jesus's name. I would never go somewhere and not pray in Jesus's name, because there is no salvation except through Jesus. That's what our country was founded upon, is the biblical principles. That's how we founded this nation, on Christian principles, that liberty only comes through Jesus. And so there's no way I was leaving Jesus off. And I was proud to stand for him and to take a few little attacks. I wouldn't say persecution. It was just bad words said about me and things. You know, in America, we don't have to suffer like the persecuted church yet. So I was willing to take that if it meant that the nation heard and was able to repent and pray and turn back to God.
Well, I admire you so much, and you're right, it's not real persecution. It's almost more like intimidation, that if they can make such a big deal and just make people feel awkward enough, and really a lot of times it's just over feeling a little bit embarrassed that, you know, there would be this negative press about you. Well, then the next person and the person after that will just keep their mouth shut because they don't want to go through that.
Yep.
And it's a very simple version of cancel culture where, you know, if they don't agree with you, they just shut you down. But let's fast forward to the present time with all this stuff with COVID-19 going on. And your Governor Wolf up there has the reputation of being the most liberal governor in America, which is really saying something. And I actually did a podcast a few days ago when there was a court ruling that said he had overreached in some ways. And that actually kind of led to my reaching out to you for a podcast. So maybe you could update us on what's happening there in Pennsylvania, especially as it relates to Governor Wolf.
Absolutely. We're dealing with him on a daily basis. It's an overreach of government, and he's acting unilaterally as one branch, but fully trying to control the people of Pennsylvania. So we're fighting back. We have the Republican legislature in the state house and the state senate. So we are fighting back. A great victory was with Judge Stickman, which was a Donald Trump appointee, that he ruled it unconstitutional, the dictates that are coming down from Governor Wolf, and the fact that he put a limit on 25 people can only be indoors and 250 people can only be outdoors. And so he ruled those unconstitutional. So it was a great victory. We're waiting on that because Governor Wolf obviously is trying to appeal that, the Third Circuit Court. So we are waiting on that and trying to do a few other things with the state legislature just to make sure, like yesterday, we went in to try to override a veto on one of the bills that he vetoed. But it is in place. That's what I'm trying to let Pennsylvanians know, to live as free people, because the federal court ruling still stands. And he did not, I think it was yesterday, Steve, that he did not get the stay. Governor Wolf was trying to get a stay on that ruling, and it was denied. So that ruling still stands, that it was ruled unconstitutional, the things that Governor Wolf is doing.
Well, that's very interesting to see how this finally works out. Of course, it's no secret that we have a big election coming up and that there's a lot of division in our country, a lot of things said on both sides. I am strongly behind President Trump and wrote God Trump in the 2020 election, why he must win and what's at stake for Christians if he loses. And of course, I do podcasts on it and everything else, and I'm sure I don't have to persuade you. But I'm just curious if you want to weigh in on how do you think this election is going to play out, especially with all this mess about COVID-19 and all the shutdowns and criticism of President Trump. I mean, a couple of people have said that he is personally guilty of 200,000 people dying. How can one president be guilty of people dying? Would Hillary Clinton have been guilty? Was she in office? Of course not. I just don't understand this. So what do you think?
It's an attack on Donald Trump. I officially endorsed him as a state legislator. I'm 100% behind Donald Trump. He's the most pro-life president we've ever had. Has stood alongside Israel. I mean, it is miraculous, Steve, the things that we have seen through this president and what he's doing to put America first again and truly transform us back to what are fundamentals in this nation. Religious liberty, the things that he's done, it's been amazing to watch. And I'm hopeful that in, 40 days that we're going to reelect Donald Trump. This is it. I've said it to every single person that I've talked to and why I'm running for my race, because I know what's at stake at the national level. and I've let them know that this is it. Steve, I had a Vietnam vet with tears in his eyes. He goes, we are not in trouble if we lose. We are done as a nation. And those words have stuck with me. And I told him, I will not forget those words because we're done. And I have to say that I've done everything that I possibly could to make sure my kids and my grandkids one day have freedom here because nothing's more important. I mean, it's right on our Liberty Bell, Steve. It says proclaim liberty throughout all the land. And so it's up to us. It's on our watch, you know, that we have to make sure freedom is here. And I firmly believe that that means reelecting Donald Trump again for 4 more years.
I agree. And liberty is so important. And of course, it all started right there in Pennsylvania, didn't it?
I know.
Philadelphia, 1776, and then our Constitutional Convention. And Pennsylvania was founded by Quakers originally. So there's a great history. There's some great ministries up there in Pennsylvania. And also Pennsylvania helped put Donald Trump in office. It was one of three states that had he lost all three, Hillary Clinton would not be president. I shudder to think of that. And as I've said so many times, a lot of us who voted for Trump did so because he wasn't Hillary Clinton, but we weren't sure how he would do. But he has surpassed expectations, at least as far as I'm concerned, being pro-life, being pro-Israel, you know, just so many ways. The economy has done great.
Absolutely.
And there are so many reasons to reelect him. And I'm just stunned that people that I would think otherwise have good sense can't seem to see it. There's such a hatred for him.
Yeah.
And I believe that that hatred is spiritual, that the only way that you can really explain it is in spiritual warfare terms. And as we wrap up this podcast, you know, here you're a pastor's wife and you're, you know, obviously a committed Christian. You're in the political process. I don't know enough to know how your elections are going to come out, but I assume you're going to be reelected. Why don't you just kind of wrap up? I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, well, thanks. Lord willing, yes, I'll be reelected. And it's a critical time. You know, this is it, is what I'm letting people know if they can hear me, that, you know, everything's on the line with this. And freedom is, I've said this from the beginning when I ran in 2016, freedom is always worth fighting for. And our liberties, we know that come through Jesus, that he gave us. And so it makes freedom worth fighting for, the cause of freedom. So that's what I'm doing. You know, I'm going to spend the next 40 days, and I'm encouraging everyone around this country. I know Franklin Graham is meeting on Saturday while President Trump's going to be announcing the Supreme Court picks. And it's going to be a crucial day. So I'm just encouraging everyone to engage in this fight, because it is a fight of good versus evil in America. And we will have wanted to look back and said we did everything that we could, Steve, to make sure that freedom is here. And so this is a position God's put me in, and I'm going to fight as hard as I possibly can. I know you are. And I just would encourage everyone listening to me to fight, because freedom's worth fighting for.
Boy, that is so well said. And I hope that my listeners will share this podcast far and wide. We need to get this message out. And I just so appreciate Representative Stephanie Borowitz for the stand that you're taking and for being so bold and full of faith and full of vision. God bless you
in
what you're doing up there in Pennsylvania. So with that, I'll wrap up this edition of the Strang Report. Thank you for listening. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.